Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this gorgeous Thursday night. We are broadcasting from downtown Green Bay statewide. So wherever you are in Wisconsin, I hope you're having a lovely night, and I hope you had a good day. So we have a great band in the studio. I'm going to go out on a limb and just say I discovered you guys. Let's kind of do that.
No, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool.
Radio for Pets is here in the studio, and they've already performed a couple tunes. We'll hear hopefully another one, and we're just talking to them about how they got started. They've won a Whammy Award. They've got a gig coming up in Green Bay August 11th. Tell us where that is again.
At the Tracks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's August 11th, and there's another band on the bill with you.
There's two other bands. One who I don't, like we were saying,
say their name.
I don't think we can say their name on the radio. Okay. And then the other one is called Rebelmatic.
All right. Yeah. So, and Adam is joining us here. He is, if you're watching on the stream, you can see Adam. He is in one of the comfy chairs.
And as every good bass player, he's here to be seen and not heard. That's right.
I love it when bands like when they're so old, everybody has died except the bass player, but he still tours as the band. So you guys are based in Green Bay, but you live, like Sam, you live north of here, kind of where I live. Is it hard? And even Green Bay is not a huge city. What is the punk scene like here and or emo scene? And how do you get seen? Like, how do you said you play in Milwaukee and Chicago sometimes, but where do you want to take this? How far do you guys want to take this?
Ideally in a perfect, beautiful world. Like, we would be doing this professionally as a career, but these days ain't nobody making money making music. So
yeah, really.
Like, you have like the superstars who actually can do it successfully, and then everyone else kind of under them. Like, maybe we'll pop off on one song on TikTok, and then
you know who's really coming into her own is that Taylor Swift. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but she's
small up and comer.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's finding her niche. So who writes most of the lyrics and who writes most of the music? Is it a collaborative effort or?
So the way our writing process usually works, and this isn't like a hard rule or anything, but I write like the basic like rhythm guitar and the vocals, like kind of just as an acoustic song. And then I show up to band practice and I throw it to these guys, and I say, you just do whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It is so fun for me specifically because I get to hear this, like I have this idea in my head of like what it's going to sound like at the end, and it never sounds like that. Never a single time. And it's always way cooler than anything I could have imagined, you know?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Because it really is a collaborative. I mean...
Yeah, we all kind of got our own, like, niches that we're really good at doing. But Bill, for the most part, is kind of the lifeblood of Radio for Pets. If you watch us perform, like, I always kind of say this, you're going to be watching Bill, you know?
Because he's a singer.
He's such a queen up there. The rest, but he like writes the core of the song and lyrics. Pretty much no one ever touches Bill's lyrics, pretty much ever. It's for any band I've been in with Bill, which is two or three now.
Nice.
It's been like that. But then usually the song gets torn apart. We try not to make him cry while we're doing it. And we kind of rebuild it. Usually I touch the structure, and then usually Rick adds a lot of the lead stuff in because he has like the most music theory background in the rest of the band, which is really cool.
Nice.
And then we just like ignore Adam, and then he'll like, we'll compliment him on his bass lines like a year after the song is done.
Like, oh wow, I never noticed. Never.
Wait, not to screw that up, man. You could do better than these guys.
Yeah, and usually, I mean, some songs were pretty quick, but they're still like, usually we can get them like 95% of the way done in like two or three practices, and then they're like, they'll sit at 95 for like a year, and there's something always that's just like, it needs just a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you've listened to these two songs already that we've played, you can kind of tell like immediately that the songs are like injected with so much little details.
Oh yeah,
that takes so long to learn. The process of these songs,
even just with two guitars, you see that like it's not like this. elaborate composition of all these, but you hear those layers and those levels just with what you guys are doing on guitar. It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Fate Tax is a really good example because it's the easiest song in the world. It's four chords, you know, it's A, C sharp, D, D minor. But it's like there's five different whatever tempo changes and there's weird stops all over the place. And then wow. You put a weird solo in it. And then we do that ending bit where it rings out. We do that specifically nine times. Nine every single time, like, and we all like we know it's nine times. Like, it's one of those things, and every single song has one of those things. And usually at practice, we're dusting off oldies, or I'll come up to an idea when we're playing a song that we played for years now. And I'll be like, you know what needs? What if we just did this one thing? And we just added that, which you messed up on.
Oh,
I feel like what was it? What was the last
song? Need a new name, maybe.
In
Under the Bus,
Zero Gravity, like, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was a different song that we just added.
He's got the most music theory of all of us, but he really screws up a lot.
He really messes up constantly.
That's so cool. So it's not like my experience is like in the movies I see or music documentaries I see. Where they show up, and they've got like four lines written. Well, what if we did this? Like, how much, where do you guys record, first of all? Like, in someone's basement? Do you rent studio space? How do you do that?
So, usually, we do, like, a really intense demoing process at home, like, on our own computer and setup. So, like, I am a control freak, and part of the reason why I think our songs are even playable with all of the weird changes and stuff is, like, when we go to record, when we go to do anything, like, they can already play these songs with no one else but themselves and a metronome is kind of where I like to get to before we're even in the studio, because studio time is very expensive.
Yeah. So, yeah, sure.
As few takes as we can get, like, right. Once we're in there is kind of the goal. But that said, so like we do most of the writing at home, and then when we are ready to record it, we go to a professional
but
studio.
All of these have like all of our songs have high quality demos that we can like not feel ashamed about, like letting people hear.
Right.
But then our EP that we have was, okay, we moved on from the demo to let's get this professionally recorded and mastered. So the four songs that we have out there.
Yeah.
Are like,
five.
Yeah.
That's cool. Let's hear another one. What else you guys want to do?
Sure. So this one is a little bit tonally different from the last one. A lot of our lyrics are like relationship drama.
Okay.
I, as a writer, where I really like to like zero in on is I like to take things that are just small moments and like a very personal moment for someone and blow it up to like obnoxious proportions. and this song is, you should probably tune. this song is one of the newer ones. It's called Besties.
Okay.
And it is kind of about answering the text messages from your ex that you know you shouldn't.
Love it.
There's that classic emo for you.
Yeah.
Radio for Pets in studio here at Nightlight.
Ready?
Just me, or is this stairwell getting incredibly hot? You bite and I squeeze. We barely make it to the bed between you showing up and my nervous shaking knees. It's nice to forget what's been going on in our lives, just for a breath, and afterwards we'll both lay wordless. Remember, we're just friends now. She says we are just friends now. But friends still cuddle after sex. And she says this hurts, Bill. I'm not quite sure why I keep coming back. Whoa, no. And I say this hurts, babe. But it's nice to know that when you're lonely, you still think of me like that. So why can't we feel good again? Why can't this just feel good again? Why can't things just be all good, all good, all good, all good again? Tonight I dedicate myself to turning into stone, but I'll send you home with a chisel, 'cause I'm scared to be left alone. But I have to do something to stop my synapses from surging on the love in me bleeding. And I still have hope, I'm holding on to hope, I'm clinging to a dream that you'll come home. Loosen the rope around my throat, that I'll learn to love myself again, and that you'll love me again. So whenever you come over, can't let myself say no. It's these brief moments I have you that stoke the fires of this hope. Terrified that I'll turn to stone, so don't go now. But if you do stop back every once in a while, baby, please don't let me turn to stone.
Radio for Pets. Great job, guys. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to do a very quick thing here. We'll be back to wrap things up with Radio for Pets. That was outstanding. Thank you, guys.
Change the last you feel.
Get up, home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking this love.
You can cover Wham. You guys might not want to bring a Wham song out during one of your shows.
We've absolutely
really
done, yeah, not like a full song, but we did I'm gonna sound like a fool if that's not actually the band that plays this, but we used to play Take on Me.
That's a great song. Careless Whisper by Wham is a good song. Hey, it's Peach Wobble. We're back here on Nightlight with Radio for Pets. They're hanging out in the studio tonight. We have a few more minutes with these guys. Coming up at 8:35, Alicia Altstetter will tell us about the comedy and acting scene in Milwaukee. I'm very excited to talk to Alicia. She's very talented. Not too late to get in on our question either. Who is the toughest billionaire? If you had to square off against one of America or the world's billionaires, who would you be the most scared of? Who's the toughest billionaire? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Having so much fun here, Conrad. We kind of ignored the question for a while because these guys are, I know. He's like, I can't talk. He gave one of you guys his microphone.
Oh.
So he goes, so I won't be able to talk to you. So that's why I just tried to put him on the spot. And he looks at me like, I can't talk.
Yeah.
So you got the big gig coming up here in Green Bay on the 11th. That's exciting. At the tracks?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my biggest question, do chicks dig punk rockers?
No.
Wow, that was resounding.
No, I think.
I was kidding.
That's fair. I was culturally, I just think like being in a band is kind of seen as a red flag. For
really?
A lot of, Yeah.
Used to be so cool.
Used to be. Now we're all old.
Right.
No one wants a 33-year-old punk rocker.
So things have changed so much in the music business. Mm-hmm. And let's just do this. I'm curious. Like, you can load your music, which is great. You can put it on YouTube, Spotify, whatever. How do you get people to go there and actually find it once you've done that?
That is the million-dollar question. Yeah. I think if you can figure that out, there's some publicists who will pay you a serious amount of money to tell them. But, I mean, genuinely, just word of mouth and like, social media are really, like, the main two ways now.
Gotta get it out there, huh?
Exactly.
We have this talk
playing
a lot of shows.
Playing a lot of shows and getting your music in front of people and being like, no, look, you can find, give us money for it.
Yeah. A lot from live shows, I think.
Yeah.
A lot from live shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For us, that's really where it comes from.
Yeah.
You guys want to do one more?
Yeah,
one more in you, or we could just talk. That's fine.
We got several more in us. It's just which one?
Yeah,
which
no, one? We only planned for three.
You could listen. I love Fake Tats. Is one of my favorite. We could go out on that, Conrad. They could play us into the next news break with Fake Tats.
What do you want?
I would say we should play either
Nervous.
Nervous. No, yeah. Nervous.
We got about 6 minutes. All
perfect.
Right, cool.
Perfect.
All right, here's Nervous by Radio for Pets in a bonus segment. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this song is called Nervous Looks Good on You.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Yeah.
It's also on this one is released, so it's on Spotify and YouTube and anywhere you
and
like.
Check out Radio for Pets on all those platforms, right? Okay.
Yes, like and follow. That's for small bands, like adding
it's
us
huge.
On your social media. Exactly. The biggest thing you can do is help spread the word about us if you can.
Whammy winners, Radio for Pets.
I've spent the last hour looking for porn stars who look like you. Now I'm lying in the shower, the water's run cold. I'm not sure what to do. I'm two bottles in and I'm still drinking more. Whining and dining till my throat is sore. My stomach is filled with squirming things. Drown them all in alcohol till the phone rings. Sounds like a choir singing your name. You've clawed your way into my chest. Next to my heart, you've built a nest. Among cracked ribs and forgotten meaning, you grave rob my long dead feeling. Tear me apart or eat me whole. I wanna sleep inside your soul. Bathe in the light you're bleeding. Tell me you'll always need me. I think I need you. I need you. I need you. Get this feeling when I close my eyes. My stomach knots up and my tongue gets tied. Daydreaming, you're by my side. I've never felt this alive. I'm fighting every urge to call you, 'cause I don't wanna come off clingy or obsessed. But all I do is think about you. Is that unhealthy? God, I'm such a mess. Last night, dreamt we were spiders, hundreds of legs entwined in ecstasy. Do you think we'll mate for life? Are you as nervous about this as I am? Clawed your way into my chest. Next to my heart, you've built a nest. Among cracked ribs and forgotten meaning, you grave rob my four.
That's Radio for Pets. Guys, this has been really fun.
Hey. I've had an awesome time.
Have you good?
This has been fun.
Oh, I hope it was worth the drive.
How long do we have left?
We have about 30 seconds-ish.
Oh, no. Okay.
29. We have a minute.
We have a minute. Okay, I got to go fast here.
Okay.
He'll kill me if I don't bring it up. My dad. Yeah. My dad, Dave Block. Geez. Was in Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh my gosh.
As an extra. He's the I think he played like a chef or something where you guys dine and dash and he comes out and goes like, what's going on? Well, the bone he has to pick is he did have a speaking line where he yelled something. I think there was a train or something going by, and you guys 80-yard over him. And the voice that you guys 80-yard him over with is hilarious.
That.
It is so funny.
Oh, that's great. I had to cut my own mother-in-law out of the movie, which did not make Thanksgiving that much fun that year. Tell your dad thank you very much for helping us out. Radio for Pets, check them out on Spotify, all the platforms. Check them out at the Tracks in Green Bay here August 11th. Thanks so much, guys. We'll be right back with Alicia Altstetter.
Progress we have found a way to talk around the problem. Building towered foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky and so the
toughest billionaire? Asking the tough questions here tonight on Nightlight. That is our question of the night. And it's a doozy, ladies and gentlemen. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who's the toughest billionaire? Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk were supposed to fight a year ago. And talk about, who do you cheer for in that? You hope they like both go down like in Rocky II and neither one of them gets up. But you can still weigh in and get us your answer. We do have Spencer, the kids, and I say hi. Sully's excited to listen to the band. Conrad, do you know what that means? That's a text from Melanie, who was watching on the stream. I don't.
They were excited to listen to Radio for Pets.
Who's Spencer, though?
I don't know.
Could they have been listening to a totally different radio show and just got confused? Either way, Melanie, thank you for listening. You're welcome to provide some clarification on that text, though. Also on the text line, Ross from Crawford County says, Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. Sure, you can put a fictional character in that question. That's fine. Thank you, Ross. Love all of Ross's texts. All right, so we had some music in studio. That was fun. Radio for Pets was here. Great time. Now we're going to pivot and talk about something that I don't have to fake my way through, like that I know more about, like I don't know music. Conrad, I did pretty well, though, don't you think?
I'd say so.
Those guys really thought I knew music.
Man.
But right now, we are going to talk to a comedian and an actress and an improver, and she is tied into the Milwaukee scene in all of those facets, and we're very excited to have her on the show right now. Alicia Altstetter joins us. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, how's it going?
Going very well. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yeah, Altstetter.
Altstetter,
it's
okay.
Like, it's from the person from Old Town.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like if you go to Austria, there's the Altstadt, which is Old Town.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Altstetter. Mm-hmm.
I want to say, I've been doing this show for 8 months, Alicia, and you're the first person who's given me background on their last name. And I want to say, I appreciate that very much.
You know what? I have to give background on my last name all the time because people are freaked out by it. There's four T's in it. I have to explain the story frequently.
There's a lot going on there. I'm not going to lie. But however, I will say we had a girl named Andrea Belke on last night, and she's got the O before the E, and you've got the four T's and the A. It's like Wisconsin chaos in names. And I got Schwaba. I have to spell that for everyone. So we can all relate. But it's great
That's
to have
a great
you.
Name.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're this like respected actor and you're a comedian. You got all these things cooking in Milwaukee and you have a big show we're going to talk about too. In fact, let's start with the show. It's tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Yeah. I teach improv primarily and perform improv and stand-up. That's my big thing, is all things comedy. And I'm in a group of all women improvisers called Sports Bra. And we are doing a show. Yeah, I know, right? we're doing a show tomorrow night at Interchange Theater in Milwaukee.
So what will that entail? There's four of you and you're all women stand-ups and it's called Sports Bra. And will you guys split time? I'll do 30 minutes. How does that work?
No, this is an improv show. So we get stories from the audience and we have different themes. And we do a lot of like women's issues, adolescent issues. Our theme this time is weddings. So we hear stories from the audience of like, awkward, weird, unfortunate things that happen at weddings. And then we do scenes based on that and goof on all of that, those premises.
That's pretty cool. How did you get started? Tell me how you got into this business and how are you from Milwaukee, a native?
I'm from, like, I grew up in Chicago, then I lived in Madison for a long time, and now Milwaukee. So, yeah, definitely a Midwest girl, but I used to do just regular theater.
Okay.
And then I have four kids, and I could not, it was too hard to be gone for so much time.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, then I just started doing improv because it was like, oh, I'll just do this once a week just to, you know, be in the community, be creative. And then it's just snowballed from there. And I'm doing stuff every single day.
And you can do it all from Milwaukee. You can practice all of these different forms right in your hometown. You don't have to travel. That's pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, with stand up, I mean, you know, like I go all around for stand up, that kind of thing. But Milwaukee is a pretty good improv scene. I've also gone down to Chicago and played with people down there. We just had at Comedy Sports, where I am right now, had championships. So people from Comedy Sports from all over the country came last week and we did a bunch of matches between different cities. So it was very fun.
That is. All right. So tell me this. I like you just mentioned, I used to do stand-up comedy. I've done a little bit of improv in college, but speaking to someone who has done live theater and started there, like you just said you did, and you do stand-up and you do improv, what is the best way to train? What is the most essential of those three art forms to make you better at the others?
Oh, that is a really good question. You know, I really think it's hard for me because I'm like, you learn so much doing theater. And I did that as a young person, you know. And I really think all of them, like if you're good at theater, that'll help your improv, that'll help your stand-up. If you're good at stand-up, like they all kind of work together. But man, a lot of people nowadays that made it big started in improv. So yeah. I'm just going to have to go with improv. I mean, I just saw Jordan Klepper. I came to his show when he was in Milwaukee and he started in improv, you know, like Colbert did, like all the big names have improv background.
I thought you were going to say that. And it's interesting because Thomas Lennon was on the show a couple nights ago and he had and this is why I don't regret going the stand-up route. Like it was fun and I did well enough at it, but I feel like the improv route, like somebody told me, and it might've been Tom and his partner, like when they get in a room to pitch something, they play off each other. Like those improv skills are so invaluable and would help stand-ups and would help you in theater, I would assume, as well. So, all right, so that's cool. So tell me, Alicia, what of those three, what is the best one of them to study in Milwaukee? What is the best scene, would you say, for people listening in the state that want to get into this kind of stuff? What should they go to Milwaukee for? All three? One in particular?
No, Milwaukee has the best improv in the state. I'm just going to say that. I think Milwaukee improv is better than Chicago improv. I'm
really?
Just going to say that. I know, right?
Elaborate on that, please.
We have excellent improvisers here. And I've gone down to Chicago and, you know, done stuff at, like taking classes at I.O. and Second City.
Yeah.
I think the training in Milwaukee is really good. And
nice.
There's a lot of performance opportunities and like the improv community in Milwaukee is excellent. and it is a fun time. I enjoy, I mean, the stand up here also I really like. But I mean, stand up is bigger in Chicago than here.
Okay. That's really interesting that you say that. And I think that's like, just because Chicago, you have Second City, which is kind of an institution, but you've had all these offshoots of people that, you know, never even got a sniff of the main stage, but went out and, you know, formed IO or what is it, the Herald, and I think the Upright Citizens Brigade, like those guys were trained in Chicago.
Yeah. Annoyances in Chicago.
Yeah. That's, so are there instances in Milwaukee like that where people started at Comedy Sports and then went off to form different troops, or do they typically leave and go somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. No, there's people that started at Comedy Sports and started different like sketch groups or different theaters. I mean, Interchange Theater is the long form theater that's in town here. Okay. So if you want to study long form more completely, you'll do Interchange. But they all have backgrounds at Comedy Sports. And I mean, Comedy Sports has been here in Milwaukee for 40 years. So
that's incredible. Yeah.
It's an institution here.
So I had one of your colleagues, my guest, by the way, is Alicia Altstetter, who is a an actress, comedian, and improver. You can see her show tomorrow night at the Interchange Theater. Is the group called Sports Bra, or is the show called Sports Bra?
The group, our group is Sports Bra. We're an independent group, so we do shows all over. Yeah.
Where can people get tickets for that if they want to go?
You can just go online, and if you follow, I mean, the best place now is social media. Everything is on social media. So Interchange Theater on social media, Comedy Sports is on social media, and you can get tickets there or at the door, 7:30 p.m.
At the Interchange Theater. Okay, very cool. So, and I totally lost my train of thought. We were talking about...
I don't even remember what I said. I had the wildest time even doing this because, like, we had changed it from Tuesday because I worked, but then people here, like it's our, everyone is sick. So I had to sub in for someone. So I taught yoga, raced down to the theater, taught improv, got a different sub. They're still in the class right now. I ran into a different room and turned on my computer.
Oh, you are a trooper. That is fantastic. Thank you.
I don't like to disappoint people, so I raced in.
No, this is very fun. Thank you. And I remember what I was going to ask you. Mike Kauth, one of your colleagues, was here late recently.
Yeah.
And I asked him this, but for people who are listening now, and I don't totally remember what he said, long-form improv and short-form, can you explain the difference between those two?
Yeah, so Comedy Sports does short-form, so all the games are short. 3 to 4 minutes, and they all have like a gimmick or a hook, you know, we'll do like scene in reverse, you know, or go forward reverse in the game, or do a guessing game, or pick up lines off the floor. Long form is just, you get 20 minutes if you're the opener, 40 minutes if you're the main event, and you get a suggestion and go doing a whole, like, it's like building a plane you know, after you've jumped out of one on the way down, like you have to create a whole world just with your scene partners and that's it. And that's my favorite thing in the whole world. It's magical.
How is the, how's the theater scene in Milwaukee? I know they have a ton of theaters and I know they have a respected community. Would you say is Milwaukee for anyone listening now, is it a good city to start your acting career in?
Yeah. I mean, so my youngest is a theater kid and we have First Stage here, which is excellent. Their program, like their youth theater program, I think is unrivaled in the nation. And they're really like with their teen group, they're pushing boundaries, making like social change kind of.
Wow.
Yes. I can't say enough. First Stage is excellent. And then we have regular like theaters that are, you know, smaller indie theaters. Our big theater is Skylight that does the musicals and stuff like that. But my son's been lucky to do shows like all over the city. And it's pretty great.
If you had to choose, if you could only do stand up, improv or acting, what would you do?
I mean, you know, when you do a stand up show, and it's not great and you think, I could run myself off the road right now. I like stand up. I love it. But man, the highs are high and the lows are low. It's a tough business. You got to be tough. Whereas an improv, you know, there's more people on there. You take it less personally if it doesn't go well. It's like, eh.
And you have
a bunch
people,
of us up on that stage.
Yeah, and you have people you can commiserate with or celebrate with if it goes well.
Yeah, stand up. You are a lone soldier out there.
Do you get a lot of voice work? You have a really cool voice. Do people tell you that?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll do commercials here and there. It's funny because when I was in college for theater, my voice teacher did not like my voice. She said that I sounded like a Muppet and that she found it annoying.
Who says that to someone? That's horrible.
What are you supposed to do? 90s.
You can't change that.
When you're studying acting, and I try, like, you're supposed to try to get a really neutral voice, like a neutral speaking voice. And so she's like, you're not going to get work. Like, you can just do character stuff. And that is all I've done. I've only done character stuff. But
let's,
I'm like,
let's
that's
pick it up. Let's
like.
Pick it up right there. We got to do a quick thing. Okay. Alicia Altsetter is here talking Milwaukee theater and comedy. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. On tomorrow night's show, I am thrilled to welcome Stuart J. Waddles, who covers news here for Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin, Kenosha, Racine. You can probably hear him a little bit in Milwaukee too, Alicia. He's going to be here tomorrow, and we'll talk about how he carried Al Molinaro's groceries to the car when he worked at Tenuta's. I assume that's a staple down in Southeast Wisconsin, but I always have fun talking to Stuart. He's a big showbiz fan. And then, of course, it is a bar band Friday night here on Nightlight tomorrow night. Terry Barr will be here with some great new music, as she is every Friday at 8:35. And then on the text line, we did hear Thurston Howell. We're getting all these fake billionaires that people want to fight. Alicia, you're in theater. You do yoga. Who's a billionaire you think you could kick their ass?
I mean, probably if someone wanted to kick my ass, they just would. I don't know that.
Well, you wouldn't let
them. I don't
them.
Know that I would. Yeah, I'm not really. I must say I come from a line of fighters, but the genes missed me completely. My dad was a wrestler in college. My boys wrestled. My daughter is an MMA fighter, if you can believe it.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would rather just sit and have coffee. That's more.
So someone says, I want to fight you. And you say, let's get a half calf and talk this out.
Let's just fight with our words.
With our coffee. I like that. But I also think you need, and I'm not telling you how to run your life, but you have that great voice. It's kind of like you seem like you could grapple with people or be in a barroom brawl and you'd hold your own. And I mean that as a compliment.
You know what? I appreciate that. And I must say, I don't back away from conflict.
Okay.
I don't want to give you that idea because I definitely don't. But yeah, when I'm in a household with a bunch of actual fighters, then it's I'm low ranking.
You're getting a latte and sitting that one out. Okay.
Right. I'm like, please just let me sit in peace.
I love it. You can see Alicia tomorrow night. Her group is called Sports Bra. It's at the Interchange Theater at 7:30. You can get tickets right there or on social media. I'm not familiar with this social media you speak of, but I believe you that you can get tickets there. That's exciting. So, all right, what I do on this show, Alicia, typically is talk about movies and TV, comedy, theater, all kinds of stuff as we're doing right now. But what are you watching? Do you have a show you're binge watching right now you could recommend?
Yes, I can. Absolutely loved it's called Our Flag Means Death. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't even heard of that. I don't think
it's so good. It's the people that did What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh yeah, I gotta see that too.
Oh my gosh,
I have to see that.
That will change your life. And honestly, Our Flag Means Death, it's about, so like What We Do in the Shadows is like vampires.
Yeah.
Our Flag Means Death is pirates, But oh my gosh, it is so funny. And the people are so talented and so great. I watched it twice in a row, which I never do. I never do that. And so, I did for that.
Vampires, pirates, do you watch any shows where there's just people?
No.
All right. See, I got to check out What We Do in the Shadows first, because I've heard that's really good. Like, a lot of people that have come on this show have said that's a really good show. Conrad, take a memo. We need to check that out.
Sounds good.
All right.
I forgot about Conrad. He's been here the whole time. That's another great name. You guys have great names.
Listen, he would be the guy that would have a latte with you. He's been in one fight when he was in seventh grade. He just started wailing on a guy who social media bullied him. But I get, he's not a violent guy. He wants to just chill. I think he'd be there with you.
Well, you know, and I was in a fight in ninth grade, a physical fight. I got suspended for fighting in ninth grade.
What happened?
And that's, you know, this girl got in my face, and
it was on.
It escalated. And she pulled my hair. I mean, it's rough. It was rough out there in Madison. Like, there was fights in the hallway. And then in the early days, people fought more. I think that
I
was
agree.
More of a thing. Yeah.
I agree.
There used to be fights in schools. Like, I remember that just used to happen.
Right.
I don't think it happens anymore.
I think it was more common then. But even when I remember getting to college, and most of the guys I met in college had never been in a fight. And some of them thought, I want to try it. I want to see how I do. And I'm like, all right, if that's what you want. But I agree, like nowadays, kids, I don't know if they work stuff out better or if parents are more protective. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it was a jungle. I went to a decent, like, I didn't live in a bad neighborhood or anything, but there were still fights. Crazy.
There's still fights. Yeah. That just kids were fighting. That was like, it wasn't, I think people do though get parented better now. And I think they work out their issues. Like I was, as a kid, I was, you know, spanked. So like everyone was,
same.
You know,
that. Yeah.
And so then that's just how you know to deal with things. But like nowadays we do better.
We could have like nowadays you can have an improv fight. You can have a scene off. Well, comedy sports, that's a competition. That's a better way to handle things.
Yes.
Let's
take this to the stage.
Exactly. and no, I'm sick of dance-offs. I've been in 100 dance-offs. I don't ever need to do that again. I'd much rather match wits with improvers. Conrad, I think Alicia could take you. I'm just saying, I just met her, but.
I don't know. My dance moves are pretty good though.
Oh, he's already taken stage. Okay. All right. Have you seen any of the summer blockbuster movies, Alicia? We have about a minute left. I'd love to hear what you're seeing.
You know, I don't go to movies a lot because I work at night and I'm too insecure to go to a movie by myself. I've yet to do that with my time.
So wait a minute. You're married with 4 kids and you're worried about what people will think about you if you're at a movie alone?
I just don't. I like to talk to people. I don't know. I feel weird if I went there. I don't know if I would look like a creeper or something. I don't know. I feel like it would look weird.
Okay.
You
so
know,
it's
like,
interesting.
Why is she at a Disney movie by herself?
Oh, well, kids, that's different too. That's like the guy who coaches kids and doesn't have a kid. I'm always.
Yeah.
I don't mean to offend anybody, but
that's how I feel. Like, so I need to get a play date to go to a movie with.
Here's what happened to me. I went and saw Long Legs, not my type of movie typically. I go there, nobody else is in the theater. Another couple comes in, they sit right in front of me. I don't understand that. That's first of all, that's
the whole theater.
Spatial issues. There's limits and boundaries, people, and that's a scary movie. Like it would have been the only thing worse would have been if they sat right behind me, because then I would have had to probably just leave.
You know. Yeah, I would have left. I would have been like, that's it.
Alicia, please never change your voice and please come back again soon and let's hang out and do this again sometime.
I would love that. I have so many stories I could tell you. I'll do that next time.
All right, we'll save the stories for next time. You and Conrad will have an improv off. It'll be fun. We'll do that next time. Thanks so much. Have a great night and good luck tomorrow night. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. That's Alicia Altstetter. Check her out tomorrow at the Interchange Theater in Milwaukee. All right, we have more Nightlight tomorrow, and then I'm on vacation, buddy. What do you think about that?
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you, Conrad. I'm not taking 4.5 months like you did and going over to the Mediterranean. But I know you're going to miss me. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. I'd like to thank Radio for Pets, Alicia Altstetter, all your texts and calls. So much fun on Nightlight like we have every night. On behalf of Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.